I wish I could tell this story through smells instead of sounds. If I could, you would smell butter, warm bread, and cinnamon sugar. As good as all of those aromas are, tasting the merchandise at these Sitka businesses is even better. Take it from me. I tried them myself. I'm sitting by the water here in Sitka, and I have a provolone and prosciutto croissant from Graceful Pastries. I'm going to eat some of this. It's really flaky. So delicious. Open since October, Graceful Pastries started as an experiment by Grace Ivers to see if small-batch French baked goods would have a market on Baranoff Island. She's using the kitchen at Ludwig's Bistro while the restaurant is closed for the winter. Her boyfriend, Christian Litton, works the counter.
Yeah, we do have some eclairs left in the case there. Those are a mini pumpkin cheesecake.
Her customers' feedback has been pretty much the same as mine. One day, a man rushed into the shop, called her an angel, and said he had been waiting for years for someone to start a pastry shop in Sitka.
Just seeing that reaction is really just such a payoff in itself, just to have somebody so grateful to have something that's handmade.
Ivers has worked in the kitchen for the last 7 years. She considers baking her passion because she likes working with her hands. In the case of perfect puff pastry dough, it takes a lot of arm strength.
So everything gets rolled by a rolling pin. That takes a lot of work, but upside to that is I'm really strong now. My biceps are huge.
While her test run has been successful, she still doesn't have a permanent kitchen and retail space. At least, not yet.
Hopefully in the future this will be something that I can do full-time, have an actual bakery where people can get real pastries and bread and have that go year-round, but it'll be a little while before that happens, so.
The last day of her test run at Ludwig's is Monday. Afterwards, she'll be available for special orders for things like cakes and French macarons. Just down Sawmill Creek Road, Chris Hanolsky's shop, Grandma Tilly's Bakery, serves maple-baked donuts and ham and cheese pinwheels out of a drive-through window in a bright pink cottage. It's 1957 T-Bird pink, to be exact.
That's the color of the T-Bird I'd like to have, but, you know, that T-Bird costs about the same as this building, so I'll take the building.
Her shop started out similarly to Graceful Pastries, at first in a limited space on Catlian Street, but she finally found a lot just big enough for a standalone kitchen. She opened in August. They're famous for their cinnamon rolls.
Drive-through only just because of the square footage. That was not what we wanted. I would much rather have the people in here.
The limited space also means no room for a deep fryer or hooded ventilation system. So, no fried donuts. But she says seeing satisfied customers through the window of her cozy stand makes up for it.
Have a good morning.
The best part, I think, is that right there. The person sitting there that's out in the cold or going to work, and we open the window and all the good smells come out, and they love it. That's the best part.
Hanolsky comes from a long line of bakers. The shop's namesake, her paternal great-grandma Tilly, baked and sold bread in Port Alexander, and her grandmothers on both sides were also cooks. She's passing the heritage along to her daughters.
That's five generations of bakers.
And if you travel even further down Sawmill Creek, Greg Rothkar boils and bakes bagels out of a commercial kitchen and a recently converted auto paint shop. He sells them by order only.
Right now I'm making Asiago. I just made cranberry orange, but I can do the gamut, you know, all the seeded, cheddar garlic, jalapeno Swiss, cinnamon raisin.
He calls his business Rising Tide.
My mom's a weaver, and I'm also part Tlingit, so we're the people of the tides, and it just kind of fit, I guess, with the rising of the dough, and here we are in Sitka.
Born and raised here, Rothkar got his start working at Sitka's old Mojo Cafe. He then left for culinary school and worked in the lower 48 at several bakeries and even a Wolfgang Puck restaurant. To give his bagels an Alaskan flair, he uses some sourdough. He got the starter from his mom, Tlingit artist Terry Rothkar.
She says it started from the Kennecott mine days.
Rothkar is dedicated to making bagels the traditional way, by boiling them to get a chewy outer skin. His bagels are also vegan, except for the cheese ones, and mostly organic.
Some argue mine are too soft on the inside. I'm doing that on purpose because I think people up here would rather make a sandwich out of it.
I tried them, and they're not too soft for me. But as with all of Sitka's new baked goods, you'll have to taste them for yourself. Reporting in Sitka, with a sugar high, I'm Brielle Schaefer.